Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Arnold Donald. How are you, Arnold?
Robert, I'm great, and it's great to be on the CEO Show. Thank you.
And Arnold's the CEO of Carnival Corporation, which I believe is the world's complete largest cruise operation, 150,000 people in 140 countries, and tons of brands. Just talk about quickly what the brand is, and then we want to get into the core of the matter, travel, leadership, DEI.
Sure, Rob. You know, as you said, we're the world's, some people say, largest travel and leisure company. We have nine world leading brands. Carnival, of course, our namesake brand in North America, but also Holland America, Princess, our ultra-luxury brand, Seabourn. And then over in Europe, we have P&O, which is about 96% British source, Cunard, which is a British brand, but it's a global source brand. Then we have AIDA in Germany, about 98% German source, and Costa, our continental European brand that's Italian-based. And then we have P&O Australia, in Australia. And so those are our nine brands, and they all bring great, joyful vacation experiences and celebrate the human spirit with our guests from over 200 countries and our crew from 145 countries. But we actually go to about 700 different ports around the world pre-COVID.
And how do you manage such a complex business? You know, what's your job really like when you've nine different major brands, you're all throughout the world, you've 150,000 people, you've been in leadership for years and years and years. Carnival since 2013, but tons of leadership in Monsanto and everything before that. What's your philosophy on how to lead such a complex enterprise?
Well, you know, it's not anything uncommon. The bottom line is you have to have great people, and you have to know how to listen. You listen to your guests, in our case, your customer, but our customers are our guests, because they'll tell you how to exceed their expectations. And then you listen to your employees, because they'll tell you how to deliver that to the guests in a sustainable way. You listen to all your other stakeholders, the investors, the media, the communities you touch and serve, et cetera. And so, listening is a key aspect of leadership, and it's one that's very often not spoken about enough. But good listening puts you in touch with what you need to do to deliver against other people's needs and expectations, which makes for a successful business. So we have a federation of brands. The goal is that each brand is stronger because they're in the federation if they would be on their own. So we leverage our scale, not just from a cost standpoint, but also from an ideation standpoint and a sharing of best practice standpoint. And you do it through constant communication. You know, we have leadership team comprising the key departments as well as the key brands that meets frequently, a couple of times a week now, and during COVID for a while we met every day. I can do it virtually. And so we stay in constant communication so we can accelerate the learnings and identify the issues where we can, again, leverage the scale so each brand is stronger than it would be on its own.
And how do you really listen? And from listening, what's the best practice that you've come up with that you say, this really works?
Well, what really works first is getting people aligned around a common objective. And the way to do that, I start with three questions. What does success look like for you and your family 5 years from now? What does success look like for you professionally and your brand or your department, 5 years from now? And what does success to you look like for this corporation, this, federation of brands, 5 years from now? Those three questions. And it's pretty amazing how quickly people discover what they have in common. So then they can quickly align around a common objective, serving what their needs are, what their personal and family needs are, what the brand or the department they're championing's needs are, and ultimately what the shareholders' needs are from creating value from the corporation. So start with those three questions. We repeat them often to make sure we're staying together. And then, again, the rest, as I said, is constant communication using all types of communication tools.
Mm. And You must have learned a lot. I know your dad was a carpenter. You're the youngest of five, but your parents actually had 27 foster children. So I'm thinking somewhere in there, Arnold is learning how to listen, how to understand different types of people.
Yeah, I guess. I haven't done the childhood, you know, psychoanalysis stuff or all that, but there's no question my parents were very giving. I was, you know, very fortunate to be born into the family. They were very generous. It taught me at an early age that I wasn't that important, that, you know, there's a lot of other people here that have needs and desires and aspirations too, and that the best way to achieve those things is to do it together and to support each other. And so all of that probably did instill in me, you know, just an orientation of being supportive of people to help them achieve what they're aspiring to. And in doing that, you know, you'll get their support to achieve, you know, what you're trying to aspire to.
And we're going to talk about travel later in the second part, but I want to stay on this topic. So you were CEO of the Executive Leadership Council.
Yes.
And all the African-Americans and what's wrong? How do we get to a better society? What did you learn from that role, and what's your vision?
Well, Robert, thanks for asking the question. Really, you know, people get confused on diversity and inclusion at times. I think the key message is this. In a capitalistic society like ours, communities thrive when businesses thrive. You can see any community where, you know, large businesses have gone under or fallen apart or whatever, been acquired and moved. And it has huge impact on that community, education, recreation, arts, everything. And so communities thrive over time as businesses thrive in a capitalist society. Businesses thrive over time through innovation. You have to, you know, evolve. You have to either evolve your brands, your work processes, et cetera. But you have to innovate. Innovation, by definition, is thinking outside the box. It's diversity of thinking. You are far more likely to permanently engineer diversity of thinking if you have a diverse employee base at all levels. And if you have that, you get people with different backgrounds, different experiences, different perspectives, different educational training, you know, different discipline training, and you put them together. If they're aligned around a common objective and they really are diverse thinkers, you have to put in processes for them to work together because, again, they're different from each other. They're not naturally always going to work together. So you have to, you know, put in interventions to help that process. But the key is getting them aligned around a common objective, and they will out-solution a homogeneous group of people almost every time. I personally have experienced it in being a part of transforming three different industries over my career, and I see it happen, and it's just a fact. So if you want communities to thrive, and if you want businesses to thrive over time, you have to engineer diversity, and you have to engineer it, because we're all human beings, and we tend to cluster around likes, you know, people that are similar to us. And
How do you engineer it? What specifically should a CEO do? What are the steps that they say, if I do this, I'm going to engineer it? How do
you do it? First and foremost, you have to own it. You have to believe in it. Because it's just like nobody asks the question, well, how do you create profits? Well, because you know that's your job to create shareholder value. You have to generate earnings and so on and so forth. And that's just the job. So you have to think about it that way. And so what it means is, You can't just tick the boxes. One of the common mistakes people make is they'll say, well, interview the person. They don't fit our culture. Well, that may be the person you need because, you know, you want diversity of thinking. And so you can't, like in my case, I hired a couple of people. One I brought in didn't have a college degree. They were very successful in life, but didn't have a college degree. So I didn't tick a box about college degree. I looked for leadership. They hadn't run a major organization with a lot of people. They had run organizations, but they hadn't directed, you know, operating businesses, et cetera. So I brought that person in, but I made sure that there were people below that person who understood our business. There were people besides me above that person who was going to empower and support that person. But she brought in diversity of thinking that has led to tremendous success for that brand. I did a similar thing with an African-American who had been in HR, talent search, that kind of stuff. but I saw the key aspects. And again, surrounding him with people that had the fundamental skills. And he brought in his special, you know, angle to it and contributed to the broader team with perspectives on how to manage talent, recruit, attract, retain talent and stuff, and help everybody across the corporation. But also had a very successful impact on the brand. And has since, you know, gone on to, you know, be part of a private equity group that has purchased the brand, and now he's an owner. And so, you know, these are good things, but you have to think outside the box. You can't just stay in the norm, because if you do that, because diversity hasn't happened along the way, your pool is going to be so small. But if you think about it differently, you have a much broader pool than you think. But you have to engineer them for success.
Okay, thank you. We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, Arnold, you're going to tell us what's really going on in the travel industry and what is the future of it. Back in a few.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and with Arnold Donald, who is the CEO of Carnival Corporation and largest cruise line in the world, 150,000 people. Let's talk about the whole cruise industry. Obviously, in the pandemic, everything was changed completely. Talk about what you learned through that, and then we're going to talk about the future of the travel industry.
Well, first of all, it's no surprise to anyone. The pandemic was devastating for the cruise industry. We voluntarily paused as an industry, even before we were asked to here in the U.S., but we paused around the world. So we stopped our guest operations. The unusual thing about the cruise industry is when we stop our guest operations, our ships don't stop. We have to operate the ships. If you don't, over time, they'll lock up, mold will set in, and you can't fix them. You have to scrap them and build a new ship. So to protect the asset base, you have to keep it operating. So we had significant burn rate with zero revenue. And scale, when things are positive, is a wonderful thing. When you have zero revenue, the scale is not so wonderful because you have a huge burn rate with no revenue coming in to offset it. So we had to manage that. But most importantly, beyond that, you start with your principles. Our number one priority, and therefore, you know, our highest responsibility, is compliance, environmental protection, and the health, safety, and well-being of everyone. That's our guests. It's the people in the communities we touch and serve. And, of course, it's the members of our Carnival family. That's our shipboard and shoreside personnel. So you begin with that. So when this pandemic first happened, we had 90,000 crew members we had to get home safely and protect them while we were getting them home. When airlines weren't flying, borders were closed, et cetera. So that was job one. We had a bunch of shoreside employees who were nervous and not knowing what was going to happen. We had to make certain we gave them soft landings, you know, by continuing to make sure we could provide them employment for a period of time. And we needed many of them to help the crew get home. And so those were fundamental things we had to do in honoring our fundamental priority and our highest responsibility. And we had to do it in a way that was safe. So we got together with medical experts around the world, and while people didn't understand the epidemiology of coronavirus, they didn't understand the transmission characteristics at that point in time. You know, we had to put in protocols based on the advice of World Health Organizations, but individual specialists around the world that we relied on to make sure we got through all that. Over time, all that evolved into a very successful management during the pandemic. We used the time to get leaner, more efficient, to come back a stronger corporation. We sold 22 ships or recycled a number of them, of our less efficient ships, so our cost structure is improved. We brought on new ships, many of them, several of them LNG, with their six LNG-powered ships in the world. All six happen to be ours across our brands. Greatly reduces carbon emissions, so we're honoring our aspiration for 40% carbon reduction, soon. And so you have to stay focused on your core things. And at the same time, don't waste the crisis. How can you get better? How can you be more efficient? How can you be even more responsible, you know, with the people that depend on you, not only your employees, but all the people? You know, one job on a cruise ship is 5 to 7 other jobs in the economy. There are so many people, you know, small tour operators, restaurateurs, travel agent community, et cetera, that are dependent on the cruise industry. So those are the things you do, and you just have to stay focused on. We had to raise a lot of money. You know, we did during that time, originally $23.5 billion or so of transactions, 14 different transactions. Now we're up to $29 billion as we start to refinance some of the stuff we've done earlier. We did it all virtually. with nobody in an office, not the investors, not the bankers, not us, not anyone. So all of that simultaneously, but keeping in mind the highest priorities, compliance, environmental protection, health, safety, and well-being of everyone.
So I commend you, because it's amazing when you're talking about the burn rate that you have to keep things going and there's no revenue. But now let's talk about the future. We might be coming out of the pandemic, but no one really knows. But everyone's itching to travel. They're itching to go back, do what they were doing. What do you realistically see as the future?
You know, Robert, one of the amazing things throughout it all was we never really saw a demand crisis for cruise. People wanted to cruise. Those who have cruised for a long time have confidence. You know, we have medical services on board. We have a lot of practices in place. We've had to deal with viruses before, Zika, Ebola, SARS, MERS, on and on. So we've had to deal with all these things. So once the epidemiology was understood, the transmission characteristics were understood, we were able to put in protocols that have us actually have a higher incidence of safety than you would see on land. So we have fewer cases on ship than you would see on land. And it's because of the protocols and understanding that we have how to manage. Having said all that, the future is very bright for cruise. There's maybe pre-COVID about 500 million people a year that take an extended vacation. Only 30 million could take a cruise because that's all the cabins we have in a year. And the reality is we sail full, and not just our 9 brands, but almost all the brands, we sail full. And the reason for that is because, again, we're much better value than equivalent land-based vacation at every level, whether it's mass contemporary up to ultra luxury. We're just a much better value relative to equivalent land-based vacation. And people find, generally, we're a better experience. Where else can you go to sleep at night and wake up in the morning in a different place where you can have completely different experiences if you want to? Or you can enjoy a spa treatment or just eating, fine dining with, outstanding chefs. You know, Thomas Keller is our chef on the ultra-luxury brand Seabourn, for example, and Guy Fieri does our burgers on mass contemporary brand Carnival. So, the food is fantastic, the entertainment is great, et cetera, and you go to beautiful destinations where you can connect with people, whether it's crew to guests, crew to crew, guest to guest, or crew and guests to the locals. So the future is very bright. I think by 23, depending on, it depends on lots of things. We have to see where the virus goes or the future variants. We have to see what happens with geopolitical tensions. All of that, we were rolling. We were looking for a great season in the Baltic. And then, of course, Ukraine invasion happened. And, of course, my heart goes out to all of those because we have several thousand Ukrainian and Russian crew on our ships. And my heart goes out to all those directly impacted by the invasion of Ukraine. I mean, it's a terrible thing. But it also had us remove St. Petersburg from those itineraries. And so we'll have to see how all that plays out. But the bottom line is there's big demand. Cruise is, a great way to experience the world and experience travel. And we're all about bringing joyful vacations and connecting people.
Now, you only have 30 seconds left on this interview, but WTTC,
yes.
Let's talk about it.
Well, WTTC has been a big force, has been for many years, but especially during this period of the pandemic, because the goal there is simply to get frictionless travel for people. So, again, they can discover what they have in common and learn to celebrate differences rather than the fear that brings the world together. And they do that through bringing all of the companies together with governments around the world to align around what's the way to make it easiest for people to travel safely and securely. And that's the essence of what WTTC does, and it brings the best mind, diversity of thinking from all types of corporations and from every government around the world.
And there you have it.
Hey, thank you so much, Robert. Appreciate it. The future is bright.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hello,
America, I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Bob Kramer. How are you, Bob?
Doing well, Robert. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. And Bob is the CEO of Emergent, and a really interesting company you're going to hear about. Not known everywhere, but they are growing dramatically, almost $2 billion, about 2,500 employees, 22 locations, I believe. And they are behind the scenes with some important work, including vaccines. So talk about what Emergent Model is.
Emergent BioSolutions business model, if you will, Robert, is really for the last 24 years since we started the business, we focused on niche areas within the much larger market of public health threats and focused on collaborating with business partners, with governments, both domestic and international, to help them solve problems, complex problems, as it relates to all kinds of threats. So specifically threats like chemical and biologic threats, threats such as travel health, as well as emergency treatments for opioid overdose, for example. So our model is to work in a very collaborative way with our partners to find solutions to very sometimes nasty, complex public health threats that not many people want to deal with.
You're sort of, in my mind, you're sort of the intel inside of what's happening in society. Talk about the opioid threats, and because that's on a lot of people's minds, and a specific example of what you're doing.
For example, Robert, one of our products is Narcan nasal spray. And Narcan, as most of your audience will recognize, is a critically important treatment for individuals who have either thought to been in an opioid overdose or are actually in an opioid overdose. Our focus is on and has been for many years making sure that the very patients and customers who need these medications have access to them and they're educated on where to get them.
And you are also in the vaccine business as well, correct?
Yeah, we started the business, Robert, 24 years ago with a single product, which is our anthrax vaccine product, BioThrax, a single customer, the U.S. Department of Defense, and a single manufacturing site in Lansing, Michigan, with 170 employees. And since then, we have grown our portfolio to over 10 products, vaccines and therapeutics, drug device combinations, such as Narcan that I mentioned, with a lot of different manufacturing and development sites, serving the needs of literally hundreds of millions of patients every year. So we are very, very deep in vaccines and therapeutic products.
Let's talk about crises, because that's when you come into play, from anthrax to opioids to COVID. What have you learned about business going through significant crises?
I think we've been in crisis response mode since we started the business 24 years ago, really focused on the threat that anthrax could be used as a biologic weapon. Our U.S. Department of Defense buys our product, our vaccine product, to protect military personnel who are going into high-threat areas where they may be exposed to anthrax. And also the product is being stockpiled by the U.S. government for potential protection of civilians if anthrax is ever used as a biologic weapon. So our focus is really on helping governments, both domestic and internationally, focus on preparedness and response, and really thinking through which of those chemical and biologic threats are most relevant to their populations, and then what level of either stockpiling or access to vaccines and therapeutics are appropriate for their citizens, for their public, in order to protect them. That's what we've been doing for many, many years.
So there's really a strategic level of it. There's a manufacturing level of it. But what I'm wondering is, how do you keep up with demand? Because by the nature of your business, let's talk about COVID, for example, all of a sudden there's unexpected demand through the roof in all the products that you're working on. How do you manage that in terms of the strategy, the production, the supply chain?
At the center of that strategic preparedness is, you know, what companies like Emergent and the U.S. government have been talking about for many, many years, which is these public-private partnerships where there is an exchange of information, an exchange in strategic thoughts about how, in this case, the U.S. government can be best prepared to protect the citizens of the United States from threats like anthrax or smallpox or COVID or Ebola or Zika or any one of the diseases in the encephalitis area. So it's really that strategic public-private partnership concept where issues like this get fleshed out, because obviously the government, in our case, is a significant partner to us. They're the ones that are buying many of the products that we develop and manufacture, and that transparent communication with them about what they're really most concerned about, Robert, and how to protect best the citizens of the United States is fundamentally critical.
So you're really involved with the global, in a sense, the responsibility of keeping the world safe. What do you see as a CEO's role in the fiduciary responsibility? Maybe fiduciary is too strong a word, but the responsibility that they have of keeping the world safe, of creating a vision for the better world.
As CEO or the leader of any, you know, biopharmaceutical company in this space, you know, my priority is ensuring that there is transparent communication with our stakeholders and collaborators, and that as an organization, Robert, we're meeting our commitments to our collaborators and partners. We've been doing that and focused on that since the day we started the business 24 years ago. I mean, our mission, I haven't said it up until now, but our mission as a company has always been, at the end of the day, to protect and enhance life. And we do that in many ways, by making products available to patients and customers, by providing services to those same customers. So Emergent is both a product-focused company as well as a services company. So as an example, we manufacture and support a number of third-party and strategic partnerships, not with our own products, but actually doing work in service of other companies. And that is just as important as our own portfolio of products in terms of making sure that we honor those commitments, that we are integrally, you know, important components of their supply chain, so in turn they can honor their commitments to their patients and customers.
Bob, as the nature of your business, you're dealing with challenges and crisis. Talk about, over the last few years, a certain challenge that you had to face and how you handled it and what you learned from that.
I think what we learned over the last 2 years in particular, Robert, was the importance of frequent and open communications with our team. We've always had a practice of having at least quarterly all-employee meetings where we update all of our teammates on the state of the business and what's ahead of us. During COVID, the importance of that became even greater, and we would have monthly meetings, if not more frequently, that focused on not just the state of the business, but what it meant to all of our teammates to be coming into work, and what we were doing as an organization to protect their health, whether it was screening or temperature monitoring or the protocols that if someone were thought to have been exposed to COVID, what they need to do. So we really doubled down on opening the level of transparency and communication so folks, you know, again, felt comfortable doing the important work that we needed them to do. Because, you know, the more we can de-stress their work life and their personal life, just makes it better for them.
We are speaking with Bob Kramer, the CEO of Emergent. And when we come back from the commercial break, we're going to talk about something which Bob has mentioned to me before, which is the people behind this and the secret sauce of Emerge. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, when we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Bob Kramer, who is the CEO of Emergent, and this is one of the critical companies in driving society. Listen to this mission: protect and enhance life. It doesn't get much more important than that. You've spoken a lot about the secret sauce of Emergent. Talk about that.
I think what makes Emergent unique and special, Robert, quite frankly, is very simple. It's our people. They come to work every day wanting to make a difference and make a contribution to our overall mission of protecting and enhancing life. And never has that been more important than the last couple of years in the middle of this COVID pandemic, when at least half of our 2,500 employees, you know, they didn't have the luxury, quite frankly, of working remotely. We needed them in our manufacturing sites working every day at a very hectic pace to make sure that we were honoring our commitments to our stakeholders and to our partners to make life-saving vaccines and therapeutics, as well as drug device combination products, available to the people who need it. So our people is what really make this company tick, and could be more proud of the contributions, the commitment that they've made in our 24-year history. But particularly the last couple of years have been really tough. I mean, if you think about what COVID-19 has forced individuals to do, you know, personal challenges as well as professional challenges, they've stepped up to the plate day in and day out over these last 2 years and really made a difference.
It's commendable to hear about your people. Are there any unique practices that you have in your culture that helps bring people together and make it through tough times like they did?
Sometimes it's the simple things, Robert, that make a difference. I mean, for me, I've always been really keen on having open, transparent conversations about any topic. And I often tell people they can ask me any question. I may not be able to answer it, and I'll tell you that I can't answer it and why I can't. But 9 times out of 10, you know, I am able to answer it, and my team is able to answer questions. So for me, it's interfacing and leading people with a sense of authenticity and genuineness. I think those are really two understated, underappreciated leadership characteristics of any team, is to, you know, present yourself with authenticity and be very genuine and open with your employees.
You're talking about building the relationship with the employees, but what really motivates you personally to come to work?
What motivates me is seeing our employees do the work that they're doing with pride, with ownership. I often talk, Robert, with our folks and our leadership team that I want to encourage every employee at Emergent to come to work every day with a sense of commitment, with a sense of engagement, and a sense of ownership. Because those three things, commitment, engagement, and ownership, provide ample opportunity for every employee in the company to make a significant difference. And significant difference can be, it can be indirectly, it can be directly, but, you know, everybody in our organization has an opportunity to be influential and, again, at the end of the day, make a difference in terms of how we serve the needs of our patients and customers.
It sounds like a deep accountability built in. So if you have people who want to become C-suite executives, do you have any advice to them? You started in 1999, worked your way through, and here you are.
I think, again, I go back to being authentic and genuine, first and foremost. I'm a pretty strong follower and believer in some of the principles that Jim Collins wrote about in his Good to Great and Built to Last books, Robert. So, you know, one that stands out is his advice early on, which is make sure you address the who's on your bus question first in terms of the talent that you have around yourself, and make sure that you're bringing on board people who share the same values as you, who have the same passion that you have. If you get the right people on the bus to begin with, it makes serving the patients and customers much easier to do, and that makes all the difference in the world. So read Jim Collins, read the answering the who question first, would be my first piece of advice to young wannabe entrepreneurs.
It's great advice. I've read well over 1,000 business books. So I want to shift. We have one final question, the personal side. So out of your children, two of them are actually Broadway stars, and in Hamilton and the Book of Mormon. Talk about how that happened.
You know, my wife, first of all, is an incredible, incredibly talented artist. And with my finance and engineering background, it was pretty clear that that gene did not make it, over the path, if you will, into our children, because they all four of them kind of migrated over time to the performing arts. And they are incredibly talented, and it's fun and very a sense of pride of watching them develop over the years, and to be able to see them in their venues, whether it's on Broadway or playing in bands or whatever, it's just it's incredible for me.
That is great. Let me just throw in one thing: the future of Emergent.
The future is exceptionally bright and promising. We have an incredible opportunity to impact literally hundreds of millions of lives every year. A number of years ago, Robert, we set a goal in 2016 that we wanted to protect and enhance 50 million lives by 2025. We actually checked that box 4 years early, in 2019, and then in 2019, we put another, Jim Collins term, a big, hairy, audacious goal out there, which was to protect 1 billion lives by 2030. We're already a third of the way there in our first 2.5 years of executing that plan. So, the future is promising. We have just incredible opportunities to continue to impact patients and customers in a meaningful way. And we have an incredible team, including a leadership team that's been with me for a long time, that is really behind all of our success.
Great having you on the CEO show, Bob.
Thank you, Rob.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.